Hi, I'm Samo Lasla, and this is Northwest Narratives, with stories from those who shaped the Salish Sea. Today, I'll cover one of America's best martial artists and actors. He changed history. He invented a new philosophy of fighting, and he paved the way for modern MMA. He seemingly bridged the gap between East and West in pop culture, and it's Bruce Lee. Bruce was born in San Francisco in 1940, and his father immediately introduced him into the Hong Kong film industry. His early martial arts experience included Wing Chun, which is a form of Kung Fu, Tai Chi, and boxing, and this led him to win a Hong Kong boxing tournament. He also was a part of frequent street fighting. One of the stories is that in 1958, after students from a rival Choi Li Foot martial arts school challenged Lee's Wing Chun school, he engaged in a fight on a rooftop in response to an unfair punch by another boy. He beat him so badly that it knocked out one of his teeth, leading to a complaint from the boy's parents to the police. Lee's mother had to go to a police station and sign a document saying that she would take full responsibility for his actions if they released him into her custody, though she did not mention this incident to her husband. When he moved to Seattle for university, Bruce decided to use his skills to make money, and he decided to teach martial arts out of his house in Seattle. It was successful enough that he made a second location in Oakland, and after winning a few championships, he got a lot of attention. He moved out to Los Angeles to teach people like Chuck Norris, Sharon Tate, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And at this time, him and Hong Kong really influenced Hollywood. You can see the tone shift in Eastern culture was being much more prevalent in movies and TV. He got large roles in movies and moved up the ranks. He starred in movies like Fists of Fury, The Big Boss, The Way of the Dragon, which he wrote and directed. Bruce became an iconic figurehead known throughout the world, particularly among Chinese immigrants, based on his portrayal of Cantonese culture in his films. Very unlike Hollywood at the time, he defied East Asian stereotypes. Sadly, Lee died in July 1973, aged 32. Since his death, Lee has continued to be a prominent influence on modern combat sports, including judo, karate, and MMA, as well as a figure in modern pop culture, including film, television, comics, animation, and video games. Time named Lee one of the 100 most influential people of the 20th century. He chose Seattle for his final resting place alongside his son Brandon's grave at Lakeview Cemetery north of Volunteer Park on Capitol Hill. Being born in San Francisco and living most of his life in Hong Kong and LA, I didn't really understand why he was buried here. But his family said Seattle was home, and that's where they wanted him to be laid at rest. And thank you for listening to KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.